Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, streaming live all around the world from Australia, the UK, North and South America, and even in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's great to have everybody back on the show, back from the day from hell yesterday where we hit the reset button. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, why didn't you listen to yesterday's show? Why aren't you listening to every show? Because we put a new podcast. When I say we, I mean me. Unless it's Sunday, then I bring my buddy from Branches Church, Pastor Shane Harden, in to preach the word, to get everybody to repent, to come over to the other side. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Well, that's not entirely true. We just talk about life, faith, God, things like that. But that's on Sunday. Every day is Saturday, my friends. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, host, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, entrepreneur, master failure, and I love it, man. Most of the stuff I try fails miserably, and I couldn't be more excited about it. Because if you're in a job and you fail, you don't get that 5% raise at the end of the year, right? Your boss with the horn-rimmed glasses comes in with the $70 tie and uses all the words out of the leadership book that he just learned and tells you why you're not getting the promotion, even though you sacrificed everything for the previous year. See, at Every Day is Saturday, what we believe is that as you continue to fail, you're failing forward. Like, imagine it. Fail. F. Fail. Forward. FF. Fail forward. Fail forward. Fail forward. Failing is awesome, man. You got to get used to it. Don't take it so seriously. We're dead in a minute. I mean, look, life is so darn temporary, it's not even funny. You know what I mean? We're talking about eternity, man. A billion years ago, there was dinosaurs. A billion years from now, who knows what's going to be going on in this little pocket of 70 years or so. You're going to get an opportunity to make a huge difference in the lives of other people. And then that's it, man. You got to leave a legacy somehow, and you ain't going to do it without failing. So get over yourself. Leave that perfectionist person behind where I can't really do this yet because I don't really know if it's going to succeed. Well, let me tell you something. It probably isn't going to work. That's awesome. You know what? It's going to work. It ain't going to work tomorrow. You know, when you get started in a business, it ain't going to just start working tomorrow, but it's going to work. That's the beauty. I can tell you right now, I've been to the other side. I've been to the mountaintop. And I can tell you, I've come back. I'm like Moses with the commandments. I can tell you right now that commandment number one, thou shalt fail. Commandment number two, thou shalt succeed. Okay? That's it. There's only two commandments of the Every Day is Saturday show. You will fail, and then you will succeed, because success and failure, they follow each other all the way to the top. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You want to learn how to bake a cake, you're going to fail the first time, you know? And if you're going to be like me, you're going to burn it right to the bottom of the pan, man. It's just trying everything one time is awesome. But in business, you know, the stakes are a little bit higher because now you've left your job. You've got to pay that health insurance. You've got to make sure you continue to contribute to that life insurance and the 401k and everything else you got. But listen, don't put so much pressure on yourself to succeed. It ain't that big a deal. You're gonna make it, all right? I'm here to tell you, everything's going to be okay. But here's the key, though. Got to do what you love. You got to do it. You can't get in that old condition where you take a job just to get the bills paid. You got to do what you really love to do, because then, oh, man, are you kidding me? The output is awesome. Talk about that a little bit today. Also, today's sponsor is me, Sam Crowley. I'm going to sponsor my own podcast today, and I'm going to explain why I'm doing this. I'm working with a few people inside of Podcast House, where I teach people how to use their voice to create exactly what you're listening to right now, a world-famous online radio show. And every now and again, I'll get a couple of openings where I can work with individuals outside of Podcast House. So here's the deal. Just go to Sam Crowley Coaching, samcrowleycoaching.com, And if you want to work with me, wouldn't that be awesome? We would have so much fun. Working with me one-on-one for the next 4 weeks, it would change your life. And I'm not even saying that lightly. I'm saying that heavily. So check it out, samcrowleycoaching.com. Let's start working together. You and me, we'll make every day Saturday forever and ever. So, hey, yesterday we talked about hitting the reset button. You know what I mean? Like, I was having a bad day yesterday. And I don't really go off on rants about myself, you know, about how bad things were going. But yesterday was bad. It's just one of those days where you wake up and you just know, man, the coffee didn't quite taste as good as it normally does. It was cold out, and I was mad, man. It's March 25th, for crying out loud. It's March 25th, and it's 10 degrees outside. Who can deal with that? It's been a cold winter, man, a long cold winter. So anyway, I'm not going to go off on an event because I'm having a great day today, actually. I'm having an amazing day today. I got some great news today I'll share with you as well, just about rental properties, and didn't have to write a check for the orthodontist today like I thought with my wife's braces. That saved us money. Look, like I told you, I was going to be out about $5,000 this week. Just everything, man. When it was raining, it was pouring. Just stuff hitting me from all over the place. This went wrong, that went wrong, had a flat tire, blah, 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 blah. So here's what happened after I recorded the show yesterday. I hit stop. I uploaded it, and you listened to it. And then I went off to my appointment with the OMF, that's short for all you people out there that don't know, for oral maxillofacial surgeon. And so I'm getting a wisdom teeth out, blah, blah, blah. It was supposed to be this week. They postponed it to next week. They show you this video, by the way. They sit you in a chair, like the dentist chair, and they say, oh, okay, I need you to watch this DVD. It's about 5 minutes long, just about, you know, what's going to happen when you get your wisdom teeth out. So short version, the Reader's Digest version is I'm going to die during this procedure. The alternative is, if I happen to make it through, if I'm one of the few, because I'm over the age of 40, get my wisdom teeth out, that actually survive this procedure, I'm going to be sipping out of a straw. So Pure Reed steak for me at the Outback Steakhouse coming up this summer. And so that was pretty wild. I was surprised they show a DVD like that, like as if they don't, you know, as if nobody wants to come see this guy. And I wish he would have had more of a personality. I look, I want the guy getting inside my cranium with these little tools that are a millimeter by a millimeter, like room for error. I don't want the guy to be Jay Leno, okay? But I want to make sure that I can have it. I wasn't feeling it, man. I just wasn't feeling it. But you don't know. You get three referrals from the dentist. Here's, you know, the three people. And do you think I'm wondering if the dentist gets a kickback. Any of my dentist listeners out there, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Do you get a kickback? Like, this dude's charging me a couple grand to carve out my wisdom teeth. Do you get any? Like, you get, is it like us? You get a JV, like 50%? If you promote him, does he give you 50%? I'm curious about that. Because I'm wondering why. I mean, there's got to be something in it for the general dentist that gives that referral to a specialist, whether it's an orthodontist or oral maxillofacial surgeon, something like that. But anyway, I sat in a chair, watched a horrific DVD about people over the age of 40. I'm 45. That's going to get their wisdom teeth out. So that, you know, I'm trying to hit the reset button yesterday. I'm trying, really. I was trying hard to hit the reset button yesterday, and they weren't allowing it to happen. So I just said to hell with it. I got out of the chair after my appointment. We set it up. It was supposed to be for tomorrow, Thursday, the 27th. We've made it for next Friday because of scheduling conflicts. And so I left there and I said, you know, I'm hitting the reset button, but it has nothing to do with work. I'm not going to do anything else today. I just shut it down. Came home, winds blowing, snow flurries everywhere. I mean, it was just nasty. But I did get my medium Dunkin' Donuts caramel swirl 2 cream on the way there yesterday. So that made me feel better. And then I grabbed the dogs, grabbed the two border collies, and I went and took them for a long walk. And I started to get rejuvenated, man. Exercising is great. And it doesn't need to be busting your butt at the gym either. I find I go for a long couple miles or so, walk with my dogs. I feel great, man. They don't talk back. They don't give me any slack. I can talk to them. They agree with everything. They're just happy to be with me. Very rarely. It's my old buddy TJ in West Palm Beach. TJ was the cop that lived in West Palm Beach that I lived with. He lived this was actually a really great arrangement. And I'm not quite sure why or how it all ended. We took the Series 7 exam together in West Palm Beach, Florida, 1988, the summer of 1988. TJ at the time was a West Palm Beach police officer who lived in the same home as Albert Taubman, the founder of A&W Root Beer. Prior to that, the home was owned by the former ambassador to Denmark of the Nixon administration, and it was on South Ocean Boulevard, right down the street from Trump's Mar-a-Lago Estee Lauder, the Wrigley family, all those people lived. They were like neighbors, you know. Hey, Estee Lauder, how you doing? So I was 19, 20 years old. You can imagine where this is going, right? And TJ was a cop, so he lived rent-free because these a lot of these people that have these mansions in Palm Beach on the ocean, they don't live there year-round. So the TJ lived there rent-free in return for he would always park his cop car in the driveway. And he was a cop, so you know he was patrol the premises. 6 months, 8 months out of the year, nobody lived there except TJ and Sam Crowley, the 19, 20-year-old rebel from Bradford, PA. I can't really get into detail on what went on in that house. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations are, first of all, if it's 20 years or 25 years. And I've got an image, though a very low one, to upheld. It was wild, man. I remember throwing Nerf footballs off the balcony, and there was another individual. These were parties, by the way. We had parties every weekend at the house. In the front was a saltwater pool. And in the back was the intercoastal waterway. Well, in the front yard was the ocean, and then the owner had a saltwater pool before you got to the ocean. And in the backyard was a freshwater pool and the intercoastal waterway. So we would throw Nerf footballs off the balcony, and somebody would go running and jumping into the pool, and then we'd get on jet skis and ride them up and down the intercoastal waterway, you know, down to Lauderdale, back up again. I mean, it was a lot of alcohol involved as well. It was just wild. You talk about every day is Saturday. That, my friend, if I were to write a book for every day is Saturday for the single 20-year-old, that would be a book. It was amazing. And so with that being said, my buddy TJ Kennedy came up with the saying at the time. He said, Sam, actually called me Sloan. My nickname was Sloan because they said I used my, the guy that ran the investment banking firm, Joe Visconti, that we worked at the time, he said, Sam, you remind me of my limo driver, Sloan. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I don't remind him of anything other than just a limo driver, so I really had a ways to go. So everybody called me Sloan back in the late 80s in West Palm. So there you go. Nickname from the past. And TJ said, Sloan, two things that never do you wrong in this world. We were sitting on the patio, South Ocean Boulevard, circa 1988, with the sun shining in the middle of December. He said, Sloan, two things that never do you wrong in this world, a cold beer and a faithful dog. Cold beer. He said, a cold beer? I said, why is that, TJ? He said, well, a cold beer tastes good no matter what. Like, no matter where you are, as long as it's cold, doesn't matter if it's Jenny Cream Ale or Heineken, man. If it's cold, it ain't ever going to do you wrong. I was like, all right, I'll buy into that. I'm 20. I'm not even of age yet, but I'm buying that. And a faithful dog, buddy. They don't talk back. They love you unconditionally. You leave for 5 minutes, you come back, their tails wagging, they're loving life, man. Because you came home. I'm like, man, that is so profound from 20-something in West Palm. So anyway, yesterday I took the dogs for a walk, and I hit the reset button, and I just knew today was going to be an amazing day. I could just feel, because you're not going to have two bad days in a row. One bad day in a row, rather. You can blame it on anything. Two bad days in a row, that's on you, okay? That's on you because you have got to get perspective. I did dive into Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. All right, I always go to that book. I actually have it on my iPhone, passages of it that I read through just to remind me, like I was talking about yesterday. You got to gain perspective, man. Everything that went wrong yesterday was all going to go away by today. No big deal, man. You know, if you don't have enough money, you can go find a way to make some. It's not that big of a deal. But what you can't substitute is your health, your mental health, and the fact that you're alive, man, that you woke up on the right side of the ground and things are going pretty good. So hitting the reset button yesterday, we come into today and life is grand. You know, the sun came up. It is still a little bit colder than it was yesterday, but I'm more interested in what's going on in your life. Like, what happened between yesterday and today in your life? Did you do anything different today than you did yesterday? Because if you had to hit the reset button, man, you got to do something different. You know, change up what time you wake up. I actually slept in today. You know, I'm telling you, man, I'm asking you the questions because I'm giving you some of the answers as well. You got to change the routine. If it didn't work out yesterday, what happened that didn't allow? Well, for me, I got a great night's sleep that I didn't get the night before that caused my whole day the next day. You know, people give me a hard time. I go to bed early. I'm not a night owl, and I never will be a night owl. I get up about 5 in the morning, sometimes earlier, ready to greet the day. And it's just the way it is, man. I found that to be successful. And I think that people who get up early, there's an old Chinese proverb, and it was in the book Outliers, and I can't remember it exactly, but people who rise before the sun can feed their families. I'm butchering it probably. Here's the bottom line. People that get up early can make a difference and make a lot more money and leave a legacy. I really believe that versus people that got to sleep in. Now, if you're one of these people that work third shift or something like that, I get it. I'm not talking. I'm not coming at you. But if you're a little bit lazy and you're sleeping in and you're not doing the things you need to do, let me tell you, every hour wasted, man, that could be thousands, hundreds, potentially hundreds and thousands of dollars that you're leaving on the table. And it had a profound, I mean a profound impact. One of the top five things that changed my income was what time I got going in the morning. Think about that. I could control 100% of what time I woke up. If I want to wake up at 3 in the morning, up at 3 in the morning. I mean, really, all you do is set the alarm clock. I can't think of too many things that had a bigger impact on my career as an entrepreneur and when I was an employee than beating everybody else into the office, beating everybody else to whatever it had to be, the fax machine, the phone, the internet, whatever it was. And I never got away from that habit. Owning rental properties, I was always out shoveling my own properties before the sun even came up. I remember people come outside to get their newspaper like, damn, you're always here at 7 a.m.? Like, yeah, I don't know any other way because I don't want to be doing it at 11 a.m. I don't want to be doing it at noon. I'd like to work ideally from 6 a.m. till noon and be done. Now, you can choose which 6 hours you want to work, or if you're working 8 hours, I'd rather work from 6 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon, wouldn't you? Grab a quick nap for 20 minutes and then go do something else that, you know, if you're not doing exactly what you love to do, get done what you absolutely don't want to do and then get started on what your Saturday dream is, man. That is so key to understanding how to live the Saturday lifestyle. If I could give you any advice to get going right now, if you're not an early riser, get up early. And if you do get up early and you're one of these people, sit around, drink coffee, read the paper, check your Facebook, check your email, look at how long you're doing that for. Maybe you're on your iPhone looking what's going. That's okay. I do it. Look, I have a cup of coffee with my wife every morning, but it's 5:30 in the morning till about 6:30. But I know that's carved out of my day. I know I'm going to get going right after that and get after it in a big way. So yesterday we hit the reset button. Today has been amazing. Today I found out that with one of my rental properties, if you're a regular listener of the show, you know I had a crack sewer line on one of my properties many, many months ago. Found out it wasn't my fault. Found out when the city put sidewalks in, they put streetlights in, they drilled, check this out, all the way down and cracked the darn sewer pipe that leads into my house. So the invoice is going to them. Wife didn't need a check today for the orthodontist, which saved me at least $1,000 or $1,500 or some crazy. It might even been $2,000. I think I mentally just blocked it out. My wisdom teeth, I found out I'll be dead after I get those out, but that's not happening now until next week, which is awesome. So we got at least another 7 shows before that happens. It's been great, man. It has been awesome. Can you hear it, my voice, though? Can you hear? Do you want to get closer now to me versus yesterday? You might have been like, oh, God, this guy's a downer. If your very first podcast, the Everyday Saturday Show you listened to was March 25th, 2014, you probably never came back. And if you did, I appreciate it because you're listening to a different voice today, right? A different guy. Imagine this being you. Imagine somebody listening to you and you're like, I mean, fill in the blank. Look, we all got challenges, man. You don't talk about the challenges until you've been past them. That's another great lesson. Don't talk about the challenges going on in your life, at least to the public, right? Like the great Jim Rohn said, you don't tell the marketplace about your bad health and everything else going wrong. You tell your doctor, okay? But also, if you're going through some financial challenges, that's cool. Hey, look, we've been there. Nobody's going to judge you. I'm sure as hell not going to judge you. Listen, I've been there. I'll probably be there again. I'm never going to judge you on that, okay? And if anybody else does, to hell with them. They don't matter, right? People who mind don't matter, and people who matter don't mind, okay? So understand that part. We're all cheering you on. We all want you to succeed. We all want you to get out of the starting gates. It doesn't matter when you get to the finish line. It's not a race. There's nobody sitting there with a timer saying, oh, when are you going to get there? It's not the Olympics, man. You just got to get out of the starting blocks, erase all that negative stuff out of your mind, and understand. It feels like, I understand, I get it. It feels like you got an 800-pound weight around each ankle. I get that. But once you get out of the starting block and you start going, preferably towards something that you don't ever get going unless it's towards something that you really want to do. All right. Anything else, you can go get a job and do that for now. Okay. Make sure when you're getting going, it's towards something that you really want to do. And if you have a bad day, listen to the last two shows, yesterday and today, and you'll hear the difference in my voice. It's okay to take a day off, man. I hit the reset button, but I didn't go do any more work. I just dove into a guy that was in the Holocaust and got out of it and was an amazing survivor. He's my go-to mentor every time I have a bad day. I can't imagine having a better mentor than that. I walk my dogs because we all know, the great T.J. Kennedy said, there's two things that'll never do you wrong, a cold beer and a faithful dog. And I got back at it, man, understanding that today was amazing. So, hey, with that being said, one more time, the sponsor of today's show is me, Sam Crowley. Go to Sam Crowley Coaching, samcrowleycoaching.com. If the page is there, we got a spot open for you. Connect with Candace, my assistant, and let's start working together to make every day Saturday and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.